waters and the nature and extent of the use of the land. Unquote. Part B, quote, all such regulations shall be uniform for each class or kind of buildings throughout any district. From Title IX, Chapter 69, Subchapter 1, 6926, quote, with respect to any proposed zoning changes, unless the owner applies for the change or consents to the change, the county government shall notify the owner of the property and all property owners to the extent and in the manner the county by ordinance so provides as of June 28, 2000, mailed at least 7 days prior to the initial hearing upon such zoning changes. So I ask you to consider, has the county maintained uniformity in its comprehensive land use plan with respect to zoning districts? And have any property owners whose land use will be affected by the plan been notified of these possible changes? Has it done the same with any proposed regulations, such as the source water protection regulations, which the state says must be included in the plan, that seek to restrict certain property owners' rights to use their land for the benefit of others? If you don't believe the law as I've quoted it or feel that I'm applying it incorrectly, all you have to do is look at the recent court decision regarding Kent County's coastal overlay zone that was overturned in direct result of these sections of the code. You cannot apply different standards and different regulations to the same zoning district in different parts of the county. And citizens must be notified when you elect to make changes, whether through a direct change to the zoning code or through regulations that affect the zoning of their property. Because a regulation that limits the use of their land, as defined by the state code, is in fact zoning. So if you're going to do any of these things, you need to notify these citizens. And this lady wouldn't have had to find it in a bottom corner of a newspaper article. Because of the above issues, I have serious doubts about whether or not the plan as written will satisfy legal requirements. There's also been a lot of talk about receiving state certification of the plan. There's no actual law that I've been able to find that says this plan must be certified by the state. I'm sure it looks much better if it is, but the law clearly states in Title 29, Chapter 91, Subchapter 1, 9103, Part F, quote, the governor shall certify the comprehensive plan or return the comprehensive plan to the municipality or county for revision. The municipality or county shall have the right to accept or reject any or all of the recommendations. The final decision on the adoption of the comprehensive plan is that of the municipality or county, unquote. So why are we worried about certification? Because the state is threatening and using money to coerce concessions from the counties? If you don't do what they say, they're going to withhold funds. They've already said by state policy that they're going to resist directing funds to the level four districts, which most of Sussex County is. So what's the difference? If they don't certify your plan, they've already said they're not sending money to these areas. So by you throwing in some regulations that affect these property owners, stated policies still say they're not going to send money to those areas. So what are we gaining by state certification? I don't think anything at all. It's just another further attempt by using money to try to bribe you and handing over your controls to the state of Delaware. So in closing, in general, there's a lot of parts of the plan that I think are fine, fair, and I think you have some good directions. But the problems arise when you start considering that we have no idea what the actual ordinances say or if they will ever be adopted. There also appear to be those issues with the plan and ordinances when it comes to following state law, as I mentioned. So I think that county council should strongly consider these issues and not adopt this plan as it's presented. Thank you.
I'm Mabel Granke, and I live on Scarborough Avenue Extended in Rehoboth Beach, and I have been chastised for that because I live in town. But I have said before, and I will say it again tonight, I care about the entire county. And